We heard from Amos in our first reading, and he begins, "Thus says the Lord God of hosts, woe to the complacent." Strong language. Woe to the complacent. Then he went on to talk to the people who had so much. Good food, good rest, good everything. They were living in finery, and they were doing everything that anybody ever had as far as clothing, meals, celebrations, and all the rest, while the poor around them lacked everything. They ignored the poor and the needs of the poor. And so he tells them, woe to the complacent, those who are complacent, unwilling to even know or hear about those who are poor. And then in the gospel, we hear this story about Lazarus, who was poor and who was at the door of the rich man, and the rich man refused to share anything with him. And as Jesus says, even the dogs came and licked his wounds. So we have on both readings, first and the gospel, the idea of caring for those who have less. And he tells the complacent in the first reading, first, you will be the first to go into exile because they refused to care for his people. And the rich man went to the fires of hell. Today, we think, apply all of this to the whole theme of immigration. You and I pretty much take for granted what we have in our country. We can go to bed without anxiety and fear of being killed before daylight. We have enough food. We have what we need. We're pretty fortunate to live in this country where we are free to choose in any way we want to go. It's easy for us because we live with it every day to take our blessings for granted. Do we ever remember that we went to bed last night without fear of being punished, of being abused, of being killed? We usually wouldn't think of that at all. We just take it for granted. We go to bed and we know we're going to wake up and things will be peaceful. But that's not the way it is everywhere in the world as we know. There are people who are frightened all of the time for their lives. And you think about the children who have to grow up in the violent societies in which they live. It must be awful how they live and grow up in a violent society. Other people who look at us and look at our country want to come here. They want to live here because they see the great benefits that our country offers. You know, if you want to hear people who are patriotic, ask an immigrant. Ask an immigrant who has experienced another country, another life. They're very patriotic. They say America's great because they have all these opportunities. Migrants and refugees wake up every day to persecution, violence, war, poverty, and they see something better here, and so they would like to come and share it with us. And the theme for us today is, are we willing to share with them? Are we willing to share our goods with them, our opportunities? That's the real question. We can't squander what's good in our country, in our lives. We can't squander it. That's what the people did in the Old Testament reading that we heard from Amos. That's what the rich man did in his home in the gospel. So we have a need to share. We have a need to share. And how we do it is a difficult question, I know. It's a political question as well as a moral one, an ethical one. But it is one in which we must somehow come to terms with our problems with immigration and the people who wish to come here because they are persecuted, for example. We need to be willing to welcome them and not put them in some kind of a difficult process in order to become citizens. We should be willing to let them in and share with them as they're told in the readings today. I don't know all the specifics, and probably neither do you. It's a complicated matter, but it doesn't seem to me that we're doing enough in our country to welcome the immigrant and the refugee. We're just not doing enough. We're separating children from parents, which is terrible. Terrible. Somehow, we have to take charge of our behavior with immigrants and refugees and somehow find ways to let the legitimate ones in to share of our goods. There's no alternative. If we turn away from that, we're like the rich man in the gospel today. We aren't willing to share, and we have much to share. So let us pray for our country that somehow we find ways to allow people to come in without all of those problems and complications that seem to be there. It won't let them in. For those who are separated from one another, it's sinful. It's sinful. And you and I are part of the country. In a sense, we are part of what we're doing with immigrants and refugees. Maybe not because we want it that way, but because we're part of that culture. We can't be complacent. We must do something. That's, I think, the bottom line for us. We can't be complacent.